You're listening to Rhema for Today.
He, the other comforter, may abide with you forever. And so then John writes a letter to believers, and he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. And here in this text, in 2 Corinthians 6:16, he said, for ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. Now, I like the Amplified translation on this verse. God said, I'll dwell in and with and among them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, the Holy Spirit series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, I'd rather accuse preachers or men or anybody else of being a liar except Jesus, hadn't you? In fact, the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. But now, wait a minute. It's another problem entirely when a rank sinner who's never been saved comes, someone tries to get him to seek the Holy Ghost. That's a different story. He could get a wrong spirit.
Amen.
I've been there. I know. I've seen folks do it. I mean, after they had. I wouldn't have permitted it in my meetings, but I was holding a meeting in a certain place, and I knew in my spirit, I sensed in my spirit, I perceived that a certain woman in this prayer line and line to be filled with the Holy Ghost had an evil spirit in her. And so when she stood before me, because we just lined folks up, and I sat in the chair on the platform and laid hands on them as they went by to pray for the healing and pray for them to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And as she came by, as I laid hands on her, I said to her, are you a Christian? She said, I am. Why, she said, I've even got the Holy Ghost. You only hear me talking tongues? And she started rattling off something. But it wasn't tongues. It was just sort of a gibberish. It wasn't tongues. I knew it wasn't tongues. But you know, thank God, we're not left in the dark. It scares some people to death, you know, for you talk about demons or evil spirits, they just get all scared to death. But you don't have to be scared if you can read. Just read your Bible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just read your Bible. And the Bible tells us every spirit that confesseth not that Christ is come in the flesh is Antichrist.
Amen.
Now you see, you could have dealt with this woman some other time other than when this was in manifestation, and she could have said out of her mind, Christ is come in the flesh. But you see, you had to do it while this spirit in her is in manifestation. And so I said, say this prayer after me, sister. And I started praying, and I said, Heavenly Father, and she followed me and said, Heavenly Father. And then I said, I acknowledge that you are God. And she said, I acknowledge that you are God. And then I said, and the Lord Jesus Christ is your Son, and he is come in the flesh. And she said, didn't say the Lord Jesus. She said, and Jesus Christ is not your Son, and he's not come in the flesh. Well, now that's quite obvious. That's not the right spirit, isn't it? But you see, this woman had gone around those who said, you're not really saved unless you're filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke with tongues. And they put her as a sinner down seeking the Holy Ghost, and she came up with the wrong spirit.
Amen.
Finally, she said to me, something here on the inside of me, it was in her spirit, won't let me say what you said. I said, I know it. You want to be free? She said, I do. Thank God we cast that spirit out of her. And before the night was over, she was speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Praise the Lord. As the Holy Ghost gives utterance. And so it is a dangerous thing for sinners to seek to be filled with the Spirit. They need to be saved first. You need to be made a new creature in Christ Jesus first. Then you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, the text that we've read this afternoon, Paul is writing a letter to believers. Now, someone came to me and said, Well, now, I'm a Christian, and I've already got the Holy Ghost. Well, said Paul said, writing to the church at Corinth, said, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? And they said to me here about the scripture in 2 Corinthians. And so I've already got the Holy Ghost. What do I need to be seeking the Holy Ghost? I said, have you spoken to the tongue? Oh, no, I don't need to. I've got the Holy Ghost. Well, I said, the people Paul was writing to spoke with other tongues.
Amen.
They spoke with other tongues. Read the whole letter, 1 Corinthians. The whole letter. They all talked with tongues so much when they came to church, it seemed that they all wanted to speak with tongues at once. And they all could speak with tongues. Because if you'd just care to turn over to this 14th chapter, 1 Corinthians, just turn right over to the 14th chapter, 1 Corinthians, I'll read you something. First Corinthians, the 14th chapter. Now notice, 23rd verse. If therefore the whole church be come together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? You see, if everybody's talking in tongues, and that's all they did, in fact, in this service, if everybody here, all of us was talking in tongues at once, no interpretation, no nothing, all of us, that's all we did, and unlearned people came in, that is unlearned in scriptural things, or unbelievers came in, they'd think we're all crazy.
Amen, that's the truth.
See, tongues is not for preaching and for teaching. We know that. But I wanted to point out to you that this letter, when he said, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? When he wrote and said, ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I'll dwell in them, I'll walk in them, I'll be their God, they'll be my people. He wasn't writing, and you can't just apply that to any church. He wrote that to the church at Corinth, who had not only been born again, but had been filled with the Holy Spirit and spoken with other tongues. Now, it is certainly true that the born-again, spirit-filled believer, I maintain, has in him, praise God, ready on tap, ready for use.
Amen.
All the power and all anything else he'll ever need to put him over.
Praise the Lord.
Because, you see, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now notice that Jesus said, back again to John 14:16, I will pray the Father, and he, the Father, will give you another comforter, that he, the other comforter, may abide with you forever. And so then John writes a letter to believers, and he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. And here in this text, in 2 Corinthians 6:16, he said, for ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. Now I like the Amplified translation on this verse. God said, I'll dwell in and with and among them. And I'll walk in and with and among them. And I'll be their God. They'll be my people. Praise God. God in the person of the Holy Ghost lives in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This 16th verse of the 3rd chapter, 1 Corinthians, said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? For the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now again, I like the Amplified translation on this verse. Know ye not, he said, that you, the whole church at Corinth, are God's dwelling place, or temple. And also you individually. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of God makes his home in you. Hallelujah. Now then, back in the Old Testament, no one had, in the same sense, the Holy Ghost living in them. In the Old Covenant, the Holy Ghost would come upon them to anoint them to stand in certain offices and minister in certain places. The priest would be anointed by the Spirit, the king would be anointed by the Spirit, and the prophet would be anointed by the Spirit to function in their place. But what we would call just the laity or the lay member, you see, he had no real presence of God in him at all. Not only in him, but with him as an individual. The presence of God was kept shut up in the holies of holies.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Once again, worldwide homecoming,
yes,
winter Bible
so
seminar. It's coming up fast. It's February 16th through the 21st, a Sunday night through a Friday. And
yes,
on Sunday night, there's one service at 6 p.m. But on Monday through Friday, it's 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30 a.m. And then a 7:30 p.m.
7 p.m. service.
Yes.
Yes. And you know, the world is coming home. All a lot of the graduates from
all over the world.
Yes.
300 and something out of them all over the world.
Yes.
And there will be on Thursday night, it's a special time. There will be
a
parade of flags.
Yes.
You just got to be here to see it and experience that. And it's right here on the Rhema USA campus. Just go to rhema.org/WBS,
yes,
and you can get all the information.
That's right. And there's some special leadership,
yes,
training,
yes,
for those working in the children's area, the youth area, the music and the media area. There's 9 hours that week of training for you. It's all free. And so we encourage you to come. And then, of course, at nighttime, we have children's services for those that are infants through the fifth grade.
Yes.
And just lots and lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
That's right.
Well, we want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his Holy Spirit series. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.